What is thrombotic microangiopathy? What is TMA?
So TMA is basically, as the name suggests, thrombosis or blood clots in small blood vessels of our body. And these blood vessels are called as like arterioles or capillaries. But clinically, it is manifested as low platelet counts, also known as thrombocytopenia, because the platelet gets consumed in that clots. And then something called as non-immune-mediated or mechanical destruction of your red blood cells, giving rise to a low hemoglobin or making you anemic. And if these blood clots form in any organ, you have evidence of organ dysfunction. So if it happens in the kidney, you have kidney injury. If it happens in the brain, you have neurological symptoms.
There are many types of thrombotic microangiopathies or many types of TMA, and there are two of them that we should spend a little more time on them. One of them is known as thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura. Can't say that fast three times. So it has an abbreviation known as TTP, thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura, or TTP. What is TTP?
So the clinical syndrome of TMA is shared by many disease entities, including what you said is TTP. So TTP, as the name suggests, thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura. So when it was originally described about 60 years ago, patient had features of small blood clots in the blood vessels. They also had low platelet count, and that's why the name thrombocytopenia, and they had a purpuric rash, and that's how the name was initially coined. Now, TTP, what it does, it manifests as TMA with neurological syndrome or neurological symptoms of headache, confusion, signs and symptoms of stroke, and other features. So it's one of the causes of TMA.
There used to be described what was known as a pentad, or five different features of TTP.
Yeah.
What were those?
So the pentad that was described again many, many years ago included fever, low platelet count, also known as thrombocytopenia. You have evidence of mechanical destruction of red blood cells, kidney injury, neurological symptoms. So this pentad was described, and it was common when it was described in 1940s and 1960s. But recent studies show that, you know, less than 5% of patients with TTP actually have pentad of symptoms. So TTP doesn't need to present with all of these features. They can just have one marker and still can have TTP.